Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2684. Should you cancel your credit card after paying it off? By Kimiko of thebudgetmom.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Should you cancel your credit card after paying it off? By Kimiko of thebudgetmom.com. Congratulations, you finally paid off your credit card. You worked long and hard and it has finally happened. Your credit card balance is down to zero. You might be wondering what to do with your credit card now that it's paid off. Do you leave the card open or should you close it? This week on Instagram, I shared with you that I finally paid off my Chase credit card. In my picture, I showed you the cut-up credit card in little pieces lying next to a pair of scissors. Many of you ask, why did I decide to cut it up and did I close my credit card account after paying it off? Before I talk about what I decided to do, let's talk about the pros and cons of closing a credit card after it's paid off. The pros of closing your credit card. I have decided to close credit cards in the past, but I did so without thoroughly thinking things through. If you were to ask me right now if you should close your credit card, my answer would be probably not. In my opinion, there are only two real benefits to closing your credit card after you pay it off. Avoiding temptation. The number one reason most people choose to close their credit cards is to avoid temptation. Not being able to use your credit card forces you to avoid future debt. If you have a spending problem or are managing a heavy debt load, it might make sense to close some cards as you pay them off to minimize your temptation to spend. Minimizing fees. If your credit card is charging you fees, you should think about closing it. For example, many cards charge you an annual fee just for having the card. If you're not using it anymore, canceling the card will save you those costs each year. Some credit cards will even charge you an inactivity fee, which means you're paying the credit cards for not using them. To me, this is a waste of money. The cons of closing your credit card. It's a common misconception that closing your credit card will increase your credit score. The truth is, it's more likely that closing a credit card, even one with a zero balance, will hurt your credit score rather than help it. Credit utilization. Your credit utilization is the amount of your credit card balance compared to the credit limit. Your utilization essentially measures the percentage of your available credit that you're using, and it makes up about 30% of your credit score. That's a pretty huge chunk. When it comes to your credit score, you want to keep your utilization low. If it's high, this indicates that you're probably spending a lot of your monthly income on debt payments, which can put you at a higher risk of defaulting on your payments. If you decide to close an unused card, you're reducing your available credit without decreasing your credit usage. Let's look at an example. Let's say you have three different credit cards. You owe $1,500 on the first two, which have $3,000 credit limits, and your third card has a $4,000 limit, but no balance. Right now, you're using 30% of your available credit, which is $3,000 in balances out of your $10,000 in available credit. If you decide to close the $4,000 credit limit credit card that has a zero balance and the one you're not using, your credit utilization jumps to 50%, which has a negative impact on your credit score. So your $3,000 imbalances out of $6,000 in available credit. Remember, you want your utilization to be low. Credit history. No matter what you've heard, closing your credit card won't erase the card's history from your credit report, nor will it keep the history from being included in your credit score calculation. Negative information remains on your credit report for at least 7 years from the date it occurred. Your positive information, however, can fall off sooner than that if the card stops reporting it. If you keep the card open, that positive information, which helps your payment history and your length of credit, will stay on your credit report and helps your credit score indefinitely. One thing you want to remember is that old credit is the best credit. The age of a credit card account is also essential when it comes to your credit score. In theory, the longer your credit history, the more accurate lenders can be in determining the level of risk they take on when lending to you. Everyone has a unique credit history, so closing an older account can negatively impact you more than it does for someone else. As an example, if you're young and have a short credit history, closing a credit card account could hurt your overall score more than someone in their 60s who has a much longer credit history. So what did I decide to do with my credit card? I cut it up, but I decided to keep the account open. My situation is a little unique because I want to buy a house in the next year or so. Closing a credit card account can hurt you if you're attempting to get a mortgage. Before you do anything, it's important to ask yourself if you're going to be making a major financial move in the short term. The risk of the short-term drop in your credit score is higher than the risk of just cutting up the card and forgetting about it. For me, I decided to cut up my card. I will do so with every card I pay off, and I'll hold on to the account until I'm past my home buying hump. Everyone's situation is unique, and it's essential for you to weigh all the pros and cons before closing your credit card account. You just listened to the post titled, Should You Cancel Your Credit Card After Paying It Off? By Kamiko of thebudgetmom.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I completely agree with Kamiko here. If a credit card doesn't have an annual fee, I see little reason to close it. Unless, of course, you think it will tempt you to overspend. And even if the card does have a fee, you can call and have your card downgraded to an option with no annual fees and then leave it open. Another reason why I leave all my credit cards open is for easy access to short-term credit. If I had a large expense that I needed to pay for right now, I might need a few days to get the funds moved over from my savings account to my checking account. So by charging it on the card, it gives me a little bit of time to move some money around. And I won't pay any interest because I'll pay it off in full when the bill is due and not carry a balance. Now, while this might sound counterintuitive, if I had enough time when coming up on a large expense, I'd apply for a new card with a good signing bonus of credit card rewards points. I've dabbled a bit in credit card hacking or churning, where I open a card, spend just enough to earn the signing bonus of points, and then move on to the next card. I found that the only real way to get a meaningful amount of points to make it worth the trouble is from the signing bonuses, but you usually need to spend $3,000 to $5,000 in the first 3 months of having the card open, which is typically outside my normal spending range. Now, keep in mind that I only started having fun with credit cards in this way after I got completely out of debt and overcame any temptation to overspend. This only works out favorably for me because I am 100% committed to never carrying a credit card balance again. And that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Tuesday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.